Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome as we start a brand new series and where we are going to look on the topic about affection, what it is, what it means, how does it look like, and to get a better understanding of the whole idea of affection, which is maybe an issue for some persons sometimes in terms of feeling loved or wanting to be loved by your spouse, your children, and even some persons may have difficulty expressing love to their children, their partner, or to others in a very tangible way. So we're going to look on that for the next couple of weeks. So our core scripture is where we are going to anchor ourselves in this series, Genesis 29, verse 32. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben. Here is my son, that's what it means. Because she said, certainly the Lord has seen my misery. No, my husband will love me. The word that was used in that situation is Ahab, Hebrew word Ahab, which means affection. So to give some context, Leah was married to Jacob, but Jacob loved her sister more than how he loved Leah. And how he ended up being in a relationship with Leah was that he worked for 7 years to get the hand of her younger sister. But culturally, the younger one cannot get married before the older one. Kind of weird, but that's what Laban told Jacob was the reason why he gave him Leah. But the issue was that if you read further up in the scriptures, is that Jacob really loved her sister Rachel, and he didn't really have an affinity for Leah. So the context is that he didn't really spend as much time with her, but she loved him and she desired for him to really show her the level of affection that her sister was getting. Now we want to get an understanding of what does it mean to show affection. There are different things that we need to pay attention to. So in the Old Testament, the word love that was used was affection. In the New Testament, however, there are different words that were used, which provides different understanding of what it means to show love to others. So you have the word agapeo, which means to love in a social or moral sense. Then you have the word agage, which means kindness, and your filio, which means affection, how you feel. So one deals with how you love others in a social sense. One aspect of it is how you treat persons in general. And another aspect of it where you want to pay attention now is how you feel. There are three different levels: how you feel, how you treat others, and how and what you do in a social and moral sense. According to Matthew 5:44, to love in a social and moral sense is really to bless others, to do good, and to pray for others. So you're talking about charity in the sense of the word, helping the poor, giving to the needy. It talks about raising funds for a good cause. All of these things are love in a social and moral sense. And this is how you show affection and love towards your fellow neighbor. The Bible talks about love your neighbor as yourself. These are some of the things that are examples that we can think about. But if you look at it in terms of a relationship perspective now, it's how you feel and treat others. So if you look at Leah's situation was that she was married to a man, but her desire, her deep desire, was to be loved by him. And here is a situation that needs to be cleared up. One of the issues is that Leah was having children, lots of children. I think she had about 5 or 6 children for Jacob. So she was getting pregnant. She was very fertile. So we can assume and really look into the matter that the fact that she became pregnant for Jacob and had children for him, their sexual relations was not a problem. The problem is now is how he treats her. So we can realize that having sex with somebody is not affection. It's different. And then you can have a sexual relationship with somebody, but not have the other things that is really deeper, is more spiritual, is more the inner part, the spiritual fulfillment, what the relationship brings is missing. Because her desire at the time was to be loved. Also, she wanted to become attached to her husband, according to Genesis 29:34. And these are the things, are these two desires, what was driving her activities and really eating her up inside, because she wanted to be united with him. She's like, the idea is that she wanted to spend a lot more time with him and all of that. That was from her side. And she was very fertile. She was having children. She was being a good mother to them and all of that. But there was something missing. That the way he was treating her, and when you compare how he treats her sister, Rachel, and they're living under the same roof, you realize that there was a disconnect in terms of how and what was happening. So that we can get an understanding in terms of the importance of affection. The affection really drives a relationship. How you treat the person, how you respond to them, how you express your love for them and the time you spend with them really drives and builds a relationship and really cement what the idea of how you can unite and to grow. Because even though she was having sex with them and she was becoming pregnant, she was having a lot of children, there was something missing that was not really, she was not getting, but her sister was getting that. And if you read further up in Genesis, you realize that he loved her sister. In verse 30 of the same chapter, Jacob slept with Rachel too. He loved Rachel more than Leah. So that is really giving an indication that his attention was what he loved the most. So he never really gave Leah any more of his time than what was really necessary. Basically, she get just the basics. Just the basics. And now, what we really want to get an understanding now is in terms of how this idea of showing affection is really important, because at the end of the day, there was conflict that was developed between Rachel and Leah, and also Rachel and Jacob. So we're thinking about it in the relational concept between a husband and a wife. Even if you're not married, but you're in a relationship, conflict can develop as a result of neglecting to show affection to your partner. So to break it down again, there are 3 concepts to really remember. To really show love in a social sense, what you do for others. Then now you have kindness in terms of how you treat people, and affection in terms of how you feel. These are different concepts that you can think about, but the question I want to really leave with you today is, are you showing affection, love? How are you treating those around you, your family members, your partner, your co-workers? How do you feel about them, and how you do respond to them, and what do you do? As you go through your week this week, something to think about and to reflect on. Until we meet again, God bless and my love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.